This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Massachusetts.
Trump endorsed candidate Jeff Deal wins the Republican primary for Massachusetts governor.
We did it.
Look at these people wandering around with absolutely no idea what's about to happen.
America is burning. But that's how forests grow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Many other western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today and tomorrow, please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher.
If you touch the thermostat,
you'll get hit with a bat.
Because that's a technical sound.
You will feel my wrath.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Breaking news from the Pennsylvania Senate race. Fetterman has agreed to debate Dr. Oz. So, that's better late than never.
Fetterman told Politico he intends to partake in a televised debate, quote, sometime in the middle to end of October.
What are the odds this is going to happen? I would change, you know, if it was 2 o'clock, I'd say this is the poll question. Will there be a debate in Pennsylvania? I'm going to say no. What do you think, Taylor?
I say he said he's going to do it, so he's got to do it now.
But that's an eternity. That's 7 weeks away, 8 weeks away. There's no way he's debating. I told him I would agree to a debate.
He said, we're absolutely going to debate Dr. Oz, and that was always really our intent to do that. It was just simply only ever been about addressing some of the lingering issues of the stroke, the auditory processing, and we're going to be able to work that out.
Yeah, well.
The auditory processing, I want. He's meeting with Biden's FB guy, a little implant.
I don't think that's his problem. I mean, that maybe Joe can handle that thing. He's got other issues, I think. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us right now with that breaking news in the to be considered. It's time for today's Chump Line.
Joe Biden originally volunteered his artist son Hunter to do Michelle Obama's portrait, to which he replied, hey, we don't go that high.
You know, all these leaks about what they're finding in the President Trump treasure trove of documents from Mar-a-Lago, how come there haven't been any leaks from the Hunter Biden investigation, which has been going on now for, what, 2.5 years, closer to 3 years? Not a single leak. Actually, the only leak was, well, this is Russian disinformation, which was a lie. And it was signed off on by 50 people.
Well, in order for there to be a leak, there has to be something to leak. And there's nothing to leak because they haven't done any investigation.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't there some question as to whether they even know where the laptop is anymore? I mean, it doesn't, I guess you have the chain of custody situation with using it as evidence, but I mean, they have copies of it, obviously, all around the world now, but how can they lose something like that? I know how they can lose it. How did they lose all the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page texts? Hundreds, if not thousands of them. They couldn't find them. Oh, really? You just misplaced them. Okay.
Hey, Howie. Joe Biden feels the Californians' pain when it comes to electricity. After all, he has blackouts, too.
Very good. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Howie, is ruling with an iron fist a euphemism for a big foam hand?
That's what President Trump said that Jeff Deal will do. He will rule your state with an iron fist. It's kind of tough when you have only three members in your party in the Massachusetts State Senate, three out of 40. That's not a lot. Those fists have got to work hard in that situation.
911, what is your emergency?
I need an ambulance. I was watching Hillary and Chelsea on The View, and now I can't see. Help!
I couldn't believe that caller earlier today. I saw on The View today. Come on, I didn't know anybody watched The View except on social media. Do you know anyone who watches The View?
No, and it's also a weekday. Why wasn't he at work?
I don't know.
Didn't sound that old.
He did. Maybe he took a late summer week and he gets the...
If he's on vacation, why are you watching The View? Don't you have better ways to use your time?
Right. Yeah, slitting your wrists, watching paint dry.
Oh, good Lord.
Anything.
Looks like California's going down like the Titanic. Well, at least the Titanic was able to keep its lights on while it was sinking.
That's going around the internet today. I saw it this morning about 7 o'clock. It's pretty damn good, though, isn't it?
When you're gathered around your bowl of ramen soup trying to stay warm, you can thank Joe Biden.
Let's go, Bal.
A thug who makes you pay back a crappy loan is called a loan shark. A thug who makes you pay back somebody else's crappy loan is called a Democrat.
Get ready, Bal.
I never thought of it in that way, but it's true. It's absolutely true. It's the most unfair thing in the world that people that don't have this debt are being asked to pay for people who just walked away. Why don't they, instead of a student loan forgiveness, why don't they call it the deadbeat giveaway? Wouldn't that be more accurate?
Our Millwell caller, Jeff Deal only has $17,000 in his bank account. That's not enough to run for governor. Heck, that's not even enough to cover my weekly bar tab. Yeah.
I remember the 1990 election. He spent about half of that at Foley's with me. We were playing whip out for the TV crews.
Hey, Howie, what's the difference between the Titanic and California? When the Titanic went down, it had its lights on.
a good meme goes around the world in a moment.
Mara Healy's going to lower taxes. And if you like your paycheck, you can keep your paycheck.
Yeah, that's why you know that there was a Republican path in Massachusetts that she felt that she had to lie about wanting to cut taxes. You talk about getting sick on TV when you see her face, and then there's the Chiron that pops up in all caps that says, cut taxes. Right. Where's the Bunko squad when you need them, you know?
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, you weren't kidding about your old employer's stock. It's at an all-time low, and that's after inflation. It's so bad that you could almost afford to buy a share with one of your movie residual checks. Almost. I mean, let's face it, those checks are worth less than the stamp used to send them. And even then, you're still grossly overpaid, considering you did more damage to that film in those 15 seconds than Charlie Baker's done in his 8 years as governor. Heh, we're gonna be fine.
Actually, I get, now... Sometimes I get a $12 royalty check for my appearance in Screen Gem, A Civil Action. $12, I could buy about 25, 30 shares of Intercon stock. But what would I do with it other than set it on fire to keep me warm this winter?
when I led the civil rights movement with Martin Luther, I met his brother, Lex Luthor, who taught me how to do supervillain lighting for a big speech.
And that guy in Connecticut, or Pennsylvania, Shapiro, no, Fetterman, he's bald too, just like Lex Luthor.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That was it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put the messages that we didn't play just now. Chop Chumps is posted at around 7 o'clock every weeknight evening Eastern Time, and you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced at just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. And when you're in that neck of the woods, go to the Barley Neck Inn. It's right on the way to the Nauset Beach Inn. It's in Orleans, Massachusetts. We're selling cheap bastard deals, $50 gift certificates to the Barley Neck Inn for just $25 right now. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store.
911, what is your emergency?
I need an ambulance. I was watching Hillary and Chelsea on The View, and now I can't see. Help!
Again, I don't get The View, but there's a lot of things on TV I don't get. 844-500-4242, and I don't mean because I've cut the cord with cable. I just don't see who's watching it. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
My granddaughter Finnegan is a great friend of your daughter's. Act called, came up to the room, our room, and said, Pop, can we move the beds out of my room? And I said, why do you want to move the beds out of your room? He said, well, so her two sisters, Malia and Sasha, we could all get sleeping bags and lie on the floor and sleep together and watch the convention on the floor. That image of them all together will stay with me forever.
Considering what's
Why
in
was
the diet.
Joe Biden creeping on them?
Wow. I mean, that's one of the pervy. He said a lot of pervy things since he became president, but that's got to be up there in the top three or four.
All those young girls in a room together. I'll never forget it.
It reminded me of my days with Ashley. Pay no attention to that diary. We're going to send everybody from Project Veritas to prison for that.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you say on Labor Day? Everybody who's under 12 is going to get an ice cream.
I'm just going to touch it for a second.
You know, Father Birmingham, that was his M.O. back in the day here in the Archdiocese of Boston. Five young boys would get in the car for the ice cream. It was an okay thing, except if you were the fifth person, the fifth kid in the car after he dropped everybody off.
Let me pull this out for you.
Now we're getting into Pumpkin Man territory for those of you who remember the old days in southern New Hampshire with the guy that was a teacher at Phillips Exeter, I believe. Maybe Andover. I can't remember. Was somewhere. The Pumpkin Man. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who was the worst Massachusetts governor of the 21st century? Paul Cellucci, Jane Swift, Mitt Romney, Deval Patrick, or Charlie Baker?
I'm sticking with Charlie Baker.
33% say Charlie, 44% say Deval Patrick, 13% for Jane Swift, 8% for Mitt Romney. Paul Cellucci still coming in at 1%.
All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of these Biden cuts today at the Obama portrait unveiling at the White House. And, you know, this is a weekly event at the White House. They have to, you know, every week there's a new portrait of Barry. Cut one.
One of your best friends and Malia and Sasha's godmother.
Malia and her mother, Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, he's going, who names a kid Malaysia? What?
He doesn't even get the modern name right. You know, Malaya.
What are we
he's
doing?
He's got the old name, Malaya.
What are you talking about?
Cut three.
I remember how you were with me when our son was passing. And I remember the eulogy you gave in his behalf.
His son was, is this Bo or is this Hunter that he's talking about? Hunter was passing through on his way to the strip club. Or on his way to Ukraine. No, he never went to Ukraine. He just picked up the paycheck there. Now we've had the obligatory Bo reference. No mention of Jet Fuel this time. But now it's time for the obligatory whisper. Cut two.
You know, Michelle, he knows, we all know, he couldn't have done it without you.
Why did he have to whisper that?
We all know, he couldn't have done it without you.
Why did he have to whisper like that? It's not like you're at the Masters. Doing commentary.
No.
Cut five.
So how can I look those people in the eye and leave anybody behind? You weren't about to do that.
He's talking about the Affordable Care Act. You may remember that. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. And it's going to save you $2,500 a year. Where were the fact checkers when you needed them? Cut seven.
Joe, it is now America's good fortune to have you as president.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
Perfect placement, Taylor. Perfect. 844-500-4242. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie. What do you think the odds are of Deal beating Healy? 20 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1? What do you think?
I'd say at least probably about 50 to 1.
50 to 1. All right. So how about I'll give you a 25 to 1 on the 100? How's that?
So let's see. So I will pay you 2,500 if she, I'm doing straight up bets, Matt. $100 bucks.
Yeah. So you'll take the sure thing, so to speak, on all these things.
Well, if you want to bet, then, you know, you must think it's a sure thing he's going to win. How about it? $100. I think I have another drop off the line. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Nearly one in four Democrat voters believe men can get pregnant. This is a poll. I don't know how good the organization is, WPA Intelligence.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
But I'm thinking it's probably close to being accurate. 22% of Democrats agreed with the statement, some men can get pregnant. Would you care to guess what demographic group of Democrats most believes that men can get pregnant? White, college-educated females. 36% of them think that men can become pregnant.
I think any man can look pregnant.
That's true. So Carrie Baker, who is a professor of the study of women and gender at Smith College, said, pregnant people doesn't say who we're talking about. I don't understand that statement. It makes pregnancy sound like it's a gender-neutral phenomenon or a sex-neutral phenomenon. It's definitely not sex-neutral being pregnant, but what does gender-neutral mean? 844-500-4242. Tweet from Governor Kathy Hochul in New York. She relented a little bit on her subjects today. She lifted the mask mandate on the New York subways. I think a lot of people probably leave their masks on considering what's going on in the subways, how bad it must smell. I mean, we know the MBTA smells bad enough here in Boston. I mean, I think it's many times worse in New York. But this is what she says. Again, the Second Amendment is on the line. The First Amendment is on the line. The Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, all of the Bill of Rights they're going after. She's going after the Second Amendment here. Everyone needs to do their part to combat gun violence. American Express, MasterCard, and Visa should categorize firearm purchases and flag suspicious activities, just like they do for millions of other transactions. I believe that's protected under the United States Constitution, is it not? It's not a suspicious activity. It's a protected activity. But, you know, hey, Democrats being Democrats. 844-500-4242.
Do Lego sets count as suspicious purchases?
There you go. That's a good question. Did they find any Legos in Barron Trump's room? We don't know that either, do we? They haven't said, but that's why they can't release the list of the documents and the other equipment that they discovered at Mar-a-Lago. 844-500-4242. Wake Forest College or university has a good quarterback. He's been a 3-year starter this will be his senior year. His name is Sam Hartman. He led the team to an 11-3 record last year. Guess what's happened to their 4-year starter, Sam Hartman? He has a blood clot issue. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? All these great athletes are coming down with these blood clot issues. He was sidelined last month with what the school termed a non-football injury. He was diagnosed with Paget-Schroeder syndrome, also known as effort thrombosis, a blood clot often associated with repeated strenuous activity. I'm going to think it's also associated or will be associated as the tests go on with something else that was probably required for him to come back to school. Hartman underwent surgery on August 9th to have the clot removed. He could play in the Demon Deacons Saturday game at Vanderbilt. He started using blood thinners. I'm going to guess he's a pretty good athlete if he's been a starter in Division I football for 4 years. But now he has to take blood thinners. 844-500-42. 42, embalmers are making shocking discoveries in the blood of the dead. This is PJ Media. It's being reported that embalmers from around the nation are speaking out about strange blood clots they've been finding in bodies of the deceased since around 2020 or 2021. The clots are said to be white, fibrous, and rubbery, and could be the size of a grain of sand or as long as a human leg. Fibrous. It's
Lying blood clots. Fibbing blood clots.
Another embalmer who chose not to reveal his name said, I can tell you with certainty that the clots that are being shown online are a phenomenon that I have not witnessed until probably the middle of last year. English funeral director John O'Looney has found the same type of clots in the UK and fully believes that it could be the reason athletes are dropping dead in record numbers. Athletes and everybody else. You know, when you used to have 50% of the populations in the U.S. smoking, which leads to heart attacks, I think you had fewer people dropping dead than you do now when there's like probably under 10% of the population is smoking. Just saying, I don't know. I don't know why, but I have my suspicions. But I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. 844-500-4242. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on. I just really enjoy listening to your stuff on the way home from work every day.
Thank you.
I think Joe Biden has always been sleepy and is sleepier than ever. But I have the whole creepy Joe Biden thing. I've never felt like he was that creepy or that far gone.
You haven't Googled Joe Biden sniff young girls.
No, I've seen those. That is a little odd. That is a little odd. For sure.
A little?
For sure.
I
smell my son's hair so I can tell if he needs a bath or not.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But, it's different when you're in front of the cameras at the White House or in some public event and you just start sniffing hair. Or you got, in Joe's case, it's not hundreds or thousands of people, but, you know, maybe two dozen people. And, he singles out the young girl. And if there's not a young girl, he'll go after the young boy. I mean, it's really pretty pervy. Did you see the picture of him on Labor Day, by the way? I was thinking about this because I had that was my last day at my rental in Harwichport. So the day before on Sunday, I had a party to get rid of all the food and everything. I bought some lobster rolls at Scally's Irish House and all this. And I had more people at my end of summer party than Joe Biden did. And it wasn't because it was a huge party, because it was about 25 people. He had no more than 20 people there. I don't know. Maybe a few more with the Secret Service.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
The VIPs are just putting their eyes down and shaking their heads. It's pretty sick.
We're sure they weren't checking to see if they also have hairy legs.
That's a possibility too, I guess. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, Obama said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Of course, for him, it also applies if you want a snack. Lord. 844-500.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
978 says, are you saying Trump's warped mind vaccine is bogus? Look at, you know, the vaccine was rushed through, and Joe Biden told people not to take it until he became president. And then he said, you're going to be fired if you don't take it. And all I know is that, 200,000 plus people died when Trump was president. There was no vaccine for 99% of the time. Since Biden got in, there's over a million dead, or at least 900,000 dead on his watch. And he said if the 220,000 people died of COVID, which was the number when Biden was running against Trump, he said, you should resign. And now four times as many people are dead, and he's not resigning for some strange reason. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
Pay them more. Next week, pay them more because the money is worth less. Because I'm president and I'm printing more money.
844-500-4242.
I'm not the president.
If you think a million people have died from COVID-19, you're high, just saying. Well, that's how many they're saying. They're putting on the death certificates. I mean, I don't know how many people. How many people have died from the vaccines? You know they're not putting that down, death from COVID-19 vaccine. They call it, unexplained death syndrome or adult
death? Sudden adult death syndrome.
Sudden.
SADS.
Sudden adult death syndrome. You know, here we have the most advanced medical technology in human history, and they suddenly don't know what's killing people. 919, I had three of the COVID shots. I'm just coming out of being sick with COVID on day five, and it wasn't fun. My wife had four shots, and she's sick too on day three. How about Brandon saying the other day, we beat Big Pharma? And then the next day he announced that there was going to be another round of mandatory shots to make Big Pharma another $100 billion or so, right? I mean,
come on, man. Not this year. We beat Pharma this year.
And again, the next day he announces everybody's got to get another shot. Or Fauci announces we got to get another shot. 844-500-4242. I think masks are going to, and school closures are going to play a more of an important role in the midterm elections than anybody thinks. You know, so many of the people that are mainstream news reporters don't have kids. You know, that's the way they are. And they don't understand the damage that has been done to children. Cut 19.
Certainly right now, there is no circumstance under which I would vote for a Democrat. And in Pennsylvania, we have a big governor race coming up. And the Democratic candidate, Josh Shapiro, has turned around and said that he does not support school closures or mask mandates, when as the attorney general for our governor, Wolf, he completely supported those policies. So I don't trust anything that they say at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody that had anything to do with these mask mandates or social distancing or mandatory vaccines. None of it. 844-500-4242. By the way, John Fetterman has agreed to a debate against Dr. Oz, but not until mid to late October. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I will stand by that. There will not be a debate. But here is John Fetterman trying to or speak. I shouldn't be unkind. Here's John Fetterman, the Democrat candidate for the Senate, his statement. Cut 10.
Please understand the stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey and I can champion the union way of life in in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away. Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you very much. Thank you, steelworkers.
Dr. Oz may be from New Jersey, but he knows where he lives now. Fetterman thinks he lives in Jersey, apparently.
Was he talking about Bobby Casey?
Yes, Bobby Casey.
Whose father was older than he was.
Bobby Casey's been a close friend of mine for a long time. His dad and I are friends as well. Matter of fact, we are ages split. His dad was much older than him and me than I am to Bobby.
In Jersey? Or was it Pennsylvania?
3 miles away.
8 miles. 8 minutes, 3 miles, or was it 8 miles and 3 minutes? 844-500-4242. Cut 13.
The evasion here and the mystery here is coming out of Fetterman's own campaign. These are fair questions. You don't have to be flip about it. You don't have to be mean. But if you're a Pennsylvania voter, you do have to ask the basic question. Can you execute the job duties of U.S. Senator? Because right now it doesn't seem like Fetterman can execute the job duties of a candidate. And so I think this is all fair game, frankly.
Yeah, he's changed his position on a lot of issues, too. Like he apparently the lieutenant governor runs the parole board in Pennsylvania, and he just appointed one of his campaign cronies to the job of secretary. I'm sure it pays very well. And she's a big supporter of defund the police, and she's also a close supporter of Mumia, the NPR contributor who murdered a Philadelphia police officer in cold blood a few years ago. This is the guy that wants to be the U.S. senator. By the way, Fetterman also used to support a fracking moratorium that he espoused during his 2016 Senate run. And now he says that they have to frack in Pennsylvania. Would he vote for Medicare for all? What if the bill makes private insurance illegal, as Bernie Sanders has proposed? It's a question Mr. Fetterman should be asked. This is from the Wall Street Journal, talking about the fact that he wasn't until today agreeing to a debate against Dr. Oz, but now he is. And so anytime they ask a question, he's going to say, well, I'm going to debate him in Jersey or somewhere. 844-500-4242-508 says, did that guy speaking now get the jab? That's, you know what? That's a really good question. He doesn't play quarterback for Wake Forest, so maybe not. I'm Howie Carr.